Hey gang, welcome back to Untitled Podcast
with your host Mia Poynton and
Campbell Lehman.
So the topic of discussion for today:
my crazy grandmother.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's no, always a good one.
So right now we're recording this in my voice memos on my iPhone, of course. But my last two recordings, you can't see them, but they're at Elkhart Market Center. It was actually taken in Panera, but my grandmother, who I haven't talked to or seen in over half of a decade, wanted to meet because I just graduated. So, you know, naturally when someone wants to meet with you when you graduated, what do you think they want to talk about?
School, boyfriends, life. Yeah. Stressful things. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
See, that's what I thought when I was
nothing
going
good.
Into exactly.
Nothing good.
See, this is what I thought when I was going into this this little meeting with my grandmother. Miss Marla, that's her name, Miss Marla Lehman.
Marla.
Yep.
Shout out.
Yeah, crazy grandmother.
If you're out there listening, Marla.
I can hear you. Anyways, so Miss Marla, first thing that she said when she saw me was, "You look just like your other grandmother." And I was like, "Oh, really? Yeah, thanks." But I love my other grandmother, don't get me wrong. But anyways, literally,
I've never been told that. I've never had one grandma refer to my other grandmother.
Right?
Never.
Isn't that kind of weird? But I don't know. Like, I guess do what you want.
I get it.
But anyways, like, the second that we changed subjects, can you make a guess what was brought up? What subject was brought up?
Maybe your family situation or school?
Close. It was actually Christianity.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. So she wanted to know about my religion and my Christianity, which of course I told her. I'm like, "Oh yeah, I go to church. You know, I've done missions work. I am parts of a lot of processes that go on in my church. I volunteer a lot, and my mother is actually, she's got a spot at the church where she deals with outreach, which is pretty fun." But yeah. So then my grandmother kept talking about religion and how my crazy cousin, he went to religious school for like college to become like some sort of like pastor or something. I think he dropped out, but you know, they each their own.
God's plan.
I think it was because his mom turned into a lesbian and cheated on her husband. Guys, I'm gonna edit that out.
That's
actually
crazy.
I'm gonna blur that. It's gonna be bleeped. But anyway, yeah, that was kind of funny. But anyways,
it's hilarious. It's more than just
crazy?
Kind of funny.
And my grandmother brought it up later, like I think 45 minutes later, that they weren't living together anymore.
Oh my gosh.
And then I was like, "Really, that happened? Tell me more." But she didn't, which was really sad. But anyways, I think like 20 minutes after our little religious talk, she wanted to start telling me, like, "Just so you know, God loves you, but we're stronger than Satan and we're stronger than sin. And we can beat Satan and we won't sin." And I said, "We can, but we don't always." She's like, "No, we will." And I said, "We'll take Adam and Eve, for example. You know, they ate the forbidden fruit and they were cast out of Eden." And she was like, well, yeah. "But just so you know, there are some, like, sins that you can't break that are, like, unforgivable. Do you want to guess what those sins are?"
Murder.
Yes.
Murder.
Yes. Yeah. What is a more common one than murder? It deals with relationships.
Lust. Or, like, abuse.
I suppose. But it was divorce and adultery. Both of which she accused my mother of. So,
no.
I was a little fed up. Like, why are you talking about my mother this way? Like,
Yeah.
You never wanted to reach out to me, and now you're talking smack about my own mother?
Yeah.
How dare you? And so I asked her, I said, so you're saying my mom's going to hell? Is that what you're telling me? Do you think my mom's going to hell? She said, Campbell, I'm not getting into this with you.
Dude.
And I said, crazy. Well, if you're bringing up my mother, then just tell me what you want to tell me, because I know that's the only reason that you wanted to meet with me today, so that you could talk about my mother, because my mother and father got divorced long time ago, over a decade.
God forbid
my mother divorces my father for counts of legal crimes.
Yeah, God forbid we create a healthy family.
For real. Without my father. Yeah, that was kind of funny. Let's see. And then she said that later in the conversation that Christianity never gets talked about in the news.
What?
Yeah.
That's the only religion I hear getting talked
exactly.
about. In so, America, at least.
You know, the biggest topic in politics right now that involves religion is
abortion.
Well, maybe not that one, but
abortion.
I was going to say Palestine and Israel.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, and she said she doesn't know anything about it because she doesn't watch the news because of all the, quote, fraudulent news, end quote. And I said, okay, I guess that makes sense because some sources aren't always, you know, credible.
But like, just choosing to not know anything
exactly.
is not the better alternative.
You can't just turn away from media and information and form your own opinions.
You can't form
crazy.
An opinion about an idea you don't know
exactly.
anything about.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
And you shouldn't be able to vote on it for sure
no,
either if you don't
absolutely.
Know about it. Yeah.
Absolutely. And so I told her, I'm like, oh, have you heard about the Palestine and Israel conflict? Because that's a really big political.
That's huge.
Yeah. And so she said, well, I've heard of it, but I'd never really, like, looked it up. But my daughter's mother-in-law had talked to her about something that was going on. And she said, Marla, do you know what they're doing in Israel right now? They. First of all, they.
They.
I don't know who they is. So if anyone can confirm this for me, I would very much so appreciate it. They. She said, no, what are they doing? She said, they're vaccinating those children. My immediate response was, oh my God, that's amazing. Because, you know, vaccinating children who have, like, the first cases of polio, like, in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, that's amazing. That's so good for them. Whoever them is.
Yeah.
And I mean, I didn't say that.
At least
that
you're
was,
getting some form of protection.
Exactly. Like, that was my first, like, thought in my head. I didn't verbalize that, though. But she said, isn't that just awful? That's horrible. And I said, oh. Like, what was I supposed to say? Oh. So that was kind of funny. I thought that was kind of silly.
That is.
Yeah. She also talked about my father. That was kind of silly.
Was that a better or a worse one conversation?
I just thought it was silly. She was saying how good of a guy he is because
oh my gosh,
right? Because he's been a nurse and he's taken all, quote, all of the nursing tests that are available.
Right.
And I said, wow, that's amazing. Like, what tests? She couldn't give me an answer. And then she said, yeah.
You must be a great person. Took tests in college.
Wow. And then, right. And then she said, he has 2 master's degrees. And I said, that's me. What are the degrees in?
Yeah.
And she says, well, I couldn't tell you that.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, okay. I feel like you would know your oldest child's master's degrees,
like,
those
yeah.
are like a big subject. I mean, granted, she does have 11 children.
Oh my god.
Isn't that crazy?
That was not
well yeah
that's new information.
Well, the reason that she has 11 children is because she was in this religious cult, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So is this your mom's mom?
No, this is my father's mom. Your father's yes, this is my father's mom that I met up with. Just a little PSA. But yeah, and the little religious cult that she was in, you know, it was against any sort of contraceptives or, you know, if you're able to have children, you should have children and create more life to honor God kind of situation, which is, that's interesting, right?
Yeah.
That's
a thought. It could be taken too far.
Exactly. Like,
it's like the whole idea behind like The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, really?
The whole idea, it's like people are becoming more infertile. So if you are fertile, you're like, you yes. have to yes. keep having kids.
Ilinka was watching that movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty interesting. It was kind of crazy. It made me a little creeped out.
Oh, yeah. It's really uncomfortable to watch. But it's about, yeah.
I was just about to say, is that the one with the A on their thing? But that's The Scarlet Letter. Right?
It's not The Handmaid's Tale.
Oops. No, but anyways, this cult, off topic, this cult that she was part of, they were very against doctors and medicine and any sort of healthcare, which is interesting because the majority of her kids are in some sort of healthcare, whether it's EMT, nursing, or dentistry, like dental yeah. hygiene, which is crazy. Anyways, one of the kids that she had needed to go get a physical for soccer, but she wasn't allowed. And so my mom took one of her kids to go get a physical. And during the physical, they noticed that the kid had an ovarian cyst. And it was like the size of a golf ball.
Oh my gosh.
It was crazy because, you know.
Of course they wouldn't have noticed that.
No, yeah. She probably would have died had it not been for that physical. So go get your routine doctor checkups. Make sure you don't have anything growing inside of you that you shouldn't.
Yeah. I don't get why some people are so against, like, medical.
Well, I mean, it's so expensive in America.
Yeah, it is really expensive.
Understandable,
here.
But.
But, like, if you have the opportunity to get checked in.
Absolutely.
100%. Even if you don't think anything's wrong.
You may have a golf ball sized ovarian cyst inside literally. Of your body.
You might just think it's like an extra testicle or something.
Damn! That's crazy.
You know, some people have different thought processes.
Nah, an extra testicle as a woman.
Yeah. I'm like, maybe that's the one that I didn't lose when I was younger.
Oh, you didn't lose.
They shed no. out.
They know? Shed. Oh my god. But anyways, okay. So back to my father taking those tests and getting those masters.
So smart.
Yeah. So she was saying, yeah, he's been in the cardiac unit and he's been in the regular nursing's unit, whatever that is. And he's been in the emergency room, which is, he really saw, quote, the worst of the worst, end quote. Which, like, yeah, that's fair. But also he's taking, like, pictures of third degree burns. On his personal device.
Oh.
You know what that breaks? That breaks HIPAA.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be showing other people that. You shouldn't even have that on your like your personal device.
Yeah.
Guess who he showed those third degree photos of?
Who?
6-year-old Campbell.
What?
Isn't that crazy? He has no this way. Photo pulled up on his phone and he flips it over to me and says, guess what I saw today? Isn't this so fun? And I said, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. Real.
Like, you can what? Literally see the dermis of this person. Yeah. Like, it's disgusting. Like, it's literally fleshy and yeah. pink, and it's crazy. I also remember him continuously asking me, can I test this bone drill out on you for $100?
What?
I said, what the fuck is that? He said, it's exactly what it sounds like. I'm like,
a bone drill.
Nah, I'm okay, man. I'm okay. Thank you, though. Oh, I should have done it because I could have been $100 richer today.
Yeah. You might be missing a few parts.
I could have gotten I could have gotten so many Robux with that, bro.
Oh. I could have done a lot with that money.
Exactly. What would you have done with $100 for a bone drill? Think on it.
I think I would use it. I honestly, maybe to get more stuff for my cat. I would buy her, like, a nice carrier and,
that's
like,
cute. What stuff. Color?
Pink.
That's good.
Her vest is pink. That's so cute. So it needs to match.
Rice ball, right?
Yeah, rice ball.
What's her real name?
Bean. Beanie. Oh,
yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Rice ball, so cute.
My mom keeps calling her a slur.
You're joking. Care to share?
So, like, her name's Beanie.
Oh, no. Right? I see where this is going.
My this mom is awful. Likes- to call her something else.
Yeah, I think the audience can infer what that
and
is.
And then at the end, she adds wiener. So it's...
I don't... Yeah, I think they can...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. Life is crazy, man.
It's
and yeah. What race is your mom? Pray tell.
She's... white. She's...
Yep. I think she's of that Aryan descent, right? She's got blonde hair, blue eyes. Maybe it's dyed, but...
Yeah, hers is dyed. She's like a brown-headed person. Brown-haired person.
Brown-headed person.
No, I think she's from, like, technically, like, Poland or Ireland.
Okay.
So, like...
Okay, she's got that European
blood.
We're,
like, actual white people.
Ah,
like,
oh, yes.
OGs.
I am German French. Oui. Oui.
Fresh off the shelf.
Laugh out loud. Oh, and then, okay. Let's shift topics back to my grandmother, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
So, she had met me to give me my graduation gift.
Mm-hmm. Love those.
Guess who forgot to bring the graduation gift?
Are you for real?
Yes, I'm absolutely 100% truly for real.
How far away does she live?
She lives in Concord, so it's not too far. But she lives in the Concord Schooling District. But she, quote, forgot to give me my gift, which, you know, to each their own. I just spent 2 hours talking to you and debating about... religion.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I think I brought in a bunch of different religions with her, which really frustrated her. I think it was Mormonism, Catholicism, and Judaism. And of course, like, Protestantism.
Yeah.
Protestant, non-denominational, these classic Midwest Christianity denominations.
Yeah. Oh,
God. So that was enjoyable.
She seems a lot like my mom's boyfriend.
Casey?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe my mom and your grandma are dating.
My grandma's dating someone that she's been married to because she believes that divorce is wrong.
Oh, yeah, right. She's probably miserable at home.
Yeah, well, she really, from what it seems like, she hates her husband, actually, because she sees him more as a nuisance than a person now.
Yeah.
Because he's been paralyzed from the waist down for, like, years. It was a doctor mistake, and they won a lawsuit against it. But a fun story, I remember going to Florida with them because they own a house in Florida over fall through spring.
Yeah.
And I was sitting at the table with my grandpa, and I accidentally kicked him really hard in the leg. And I looked at him. And I covered my mouth because I was gasping. And I was about to say, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And I look at him, and he's not even fazed because guess what? He didn't feel it.
That's crazy.
I was so freaked out. But it was interesting to know that he wasn't faking it.
Yeah, I mean.
He's been telling the truth, guys.
That's like me with my grandpa.
Oh, really?
So my grandma and my grandpa are married, but my grandpa doesn't come around at all because he's a hateful person. So, like, when my uncle died, all my aunts, so, like, they're brothers and sisters, right? The brother dies, and, like, all the sisters are like, obviously, this is tragic. Mm-hmm. And Steve, my grandpa, he's like, y'all need to suck it up. Like, it's not that deep. Like, and he's not... the biological father to my uncle, but he was the stepfather.
Gotcha.
And he was so hateful about it.
That's crazy.
And then his brother died, and so none of them came to comfort him about it. Because by then, they all lived away. They were separate. He never talked to
us. That's good.
He didn't talk to us. And then he came over 2 weeks ago to my aunt's house. It was like, you know, the reason that I ghosted all of you and I don't talk to all of you is because none of you guys comforted me when my brother died.
Well, and she did it first.
I know. And my aunt was like, are you serious? That's because of how you treated us when our brother died. You literally...
No, that's crazy. That's your son.
Bro. Exactly. I was like, period. Set the record straight.
Yeah, Steve.
Steve. And he's his ringtone is Mustang Sally.
What is that?
It's like this old time that's like, Mustang Sally. He like drives like tractors around and stuff. And every time my dog used, when he used to actually come over,
Ruby?
Every time, yeah, Ruby, yes. My old fat English bulldog, every time his phone went off, it was like his notification for like text too. And it would go on for like 20 seconds.
That's actually insane.
Every time he got a text, my dog would hump him on his leg. Every time it
did
played.
Did he just, like, let him do it? Did he just let Ruby do it?
No.
I bet he did.
He was like, get this stupid dog off. Because he's, like, an animal hater. He was what is she doing on me?
I bet he enjoyed every second of that, let's be fair.
Oh, he definitely did.
Steve enjoyed that.
I mean, why else would you make your ringtone a 20-second clip of Mustang Sally if you don't want attention?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's really fat. He's diabetic, like, really badly, but he thinks it's a lie. Like, he's literally like, no, my doctors are lying
to
me.
No, diabetes don't exist. Diabetes isn't real.
He literally has diabetes, and he, like, doesn't believe in it.
That's actually crazy. My grandma's pre-diabetic. Fun fact. My grandma's pre-diabetic, and it's all she talks about.
Oh, wow.
My mom's mom, actually.
Oh.
Okay. Anyways, back to the other grandma, right?
Other grandma.
So, she texted me. She said, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry that I didn't give you your gift. When are you working? Because I have to be in Florida by Thursday. This was a Monday that we had met up. Just a random Monday at Panera. So, I said, Tuesday or Wednesday, take your pick.
Yeah.
And she said, okay. So, she showed up. While I was going through a buy at my work, and these things are very important because we have like maybe 20 or so a day, maybe more. And it's like 3 whole totes of clothes that we have to go through mm-hmm. and as fast as we can because we need to get them out of the store because our store is tiny.
Yeah.
Anyway, she comes in with my gift. She also comes in with a Trader Joe's bag.
Mm.
What do you think is in the Trader Joe's bag?
I could not tell nothing.
It is actually something. Let me just tell you. It was a vase, like a pottery vase, that my mother had made for her for flowers, right? It was painted in this baby blue, and it had these little Victorian, like, what is it? Like acrylic kind of...
Yeah.
Push-on things.
Yeah.
That my mother gifted to her probably well over 27 years ago. It's still in pristine condition. She still has it.
Yeah.
And
she gave
them to you. She handed it back to me. I said, what's this? She said, something your mother gave to me. I thought she'd want it back. I said,
what?
Okay. You're crazy. Like, can't you just throw it away at that point? Like, why didn't you throw it away?
She went through a lot to gift that back.
Exactly. You've kept that for over a decade now, which,
yeah.
Like, a decade since my parents have been divorced. You still have it. That's crazy. And I was going through a buy, and I had my coworker, who at the moment I was beefing with. Not important to the story, but whatever. And 2 customers less than 5 feet away from me. And she started talking to me about court issues. You remember this on my Instagram? Yeah. Court issues and familial topics. Saying your father tried to fight for you and your brother in court. And he was wasting money on you. He was wasting thousands. Can you believe it? Your mother stole so much money from him just to make him unhappy.
Yeah. She stole all the money.
She stole all that money.
Stole it
all. And my grandmother, she said, I told your father, it's not worth it. Your kids aren't worth the money. Your kids aren't worth your time in court. And I said, all right, thank you. And I said, can I help you with anything else? Because I'm working. What am I supposed to do? I can't engage in conversation like that.
Yeah.
She said, where are your dresses? I said, right over there. Knock yourself out. But yeah.
That's insane.
That was my trip with my grandmother.
That's insane.
She's a silly little,
little woman. I just can't imagine how I would have reacted to that.
Yeah.
I would have been like,
get the fuck out.
Literally, like.
I was close to it. I was close to it.
Yeah. I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah. So that was our episode of our untitled podcast. I would like to leave y'all with a fun fact quick before we go. My grandmother has the giantest, the most biggest bunions you've ever seen.
Bunions.
I'm not even joking, guys. I remember seeing her.
I was not expecting that to be the next word. No.
I remember. I was mortified. I said, Grandma, why are your feet so pointy, bro? She looked like Coraline's other mother. I'm not even joking. It was nasty. Anyways, did you have anything you wanted to add?
I don't think so. Go out there and love on some cats.
Meow.
Yeah.
Anyways, have a good rest of your night, evening, day, morning. Yeah. I totally stole that from, what's it called? That one thing with that one guy. Is it Jim Carrey, right?
I have no idea.
The Truman Show. It's the Truman Show. Have a good morning, good afternoon, good night, and good evening.
Yes.
But yeah.
Ka-chow.
Yep. See y'all. Have a good one.